Put this on silent.
I'm sorry.
Have we started?
Yes, we have.
Okay, that is our cue.
Yeah.
That's my cue. Now I know we have.
We have. Hello.
Hi.
It is the Little Mental Health Project. It's been a minute. I think we've been silent for like a whole 3 weeks.
Two or three weeks. Yeah.
And that is not like us. This is not how we planned on starting 2024. As per, you are with me, Colina, Genesis, Kambule.
And me, Mwaiwatu Werima.
You're not going to say your middle name?
My middle name. Okay, I'm going to do it just for today. Mwaiwatu Irene Werima.
Yay!
Yay!
It's been a minute.
It has.
It's been a minute. I'm feeling very lethargic. I have no idea why. Actually, my sister was saying to me this morning, you know, the thing is, like, you know, life is going to life. So all you have to do is keep it pushing.
Exactly.
But explain to me why we're waking up tired. Like, why am I tired? I just woke up.
Yeah.
And, like, last night I slept at least more than 6 hours, you know? So that's almost sufficient, you know, for me to not wake up tired. Yeah. But I woke up so tired.
Yeah.
I was sitting at my desk and I was, like, so tired. Even now, I don't know if you can see the tiredness. I just want to lie down.
I can't see it. I
just want to lie down and fall asleep.
But your tired doesn't look like my tired, because I think I had like 3 hours of sleep.
Oh, man.
But like, your tired looks fresh tired.
Oh. Is it my glasses? That's why I can't see you're tired.
My shades are on for a reason. Because
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what I need to do. I need some vitamin B in my life.
Yeah.
Because
are you working out still?
This week, no.
Okay.
Last week, yes. Uh-huh. But this week has been, I've had so much work.
Yeah.
Because normally I work out at lunchtime.
Yeah.
So, like, Monday and Tuesday were very busy days for me. And I was just like, oh, it's fine. I'm not going to go to the gym at lunchtime.
Yeah.
But I think starting Monday, I'm going to be a good person and, like, actually go to the gym. Because I noticed last month, because I put in so much work, there was stuff that was happening to my body the months that I wasn't working out that has not been happening since I started working out. So I think that's my body saying, hey, you
it's
know.
It's time to get back to
this. If you put in work, I'm going to respond this way. So I need my body to respond like that.
Yeah. How does it work? So you work out at like during lunch and then shower there?
Yeah.
So Which gym are you going to?
Where I go to work, we have a gym at work.
Oh.
Yeah, so I literally just have to walk for 2 minutes.
That's so convenient. Yeah, is it like fully equipped?
Yeah,
it's
like
a big gym.
Not big. It's small, but it's got pretty much anything you need, everything you need really to like get in a good workout.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's not like it's not hashtag.
Yeah.
But it's got it's got treadmills.
Yeah.
It's got the Smith machine. It's
It's
got, what do you call that? It's got all that jazz you need. Like, all of a sudden, I can't think of a single thing that gyms have.
It's okay.
Yeah,
it's
but
okay.
It's
okay.
Yeah, it's sufficient. Like, it definitely is sufficient. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a shower, so because I work out at lunchtime, so there's, I don't have that, oh, I'm going to wait for you to finish showering before I can shower.
Like, yeah, it's
just two of us, at most three in the gym at a time during lunch.
Yeah.
Unless other people have started coming now, but like it's very quiet.
Yeah.
Unlike in the morning. I don't know, because I haven't been in the morning, but I can imagine a lot. Like before I started working here, when I was a student, I used to work out at 5 a.m. So I think 5 a.m. is a lot more ideal for a lot of people. So I'm thinking maybe 5 a.m. it's a lot fuller than, but I exercise at lunchtime.
Then what's been happening? Like, how's your week been, like, emotionally, mentally? Because, you know, sometimes when we have, like, a lot, like, we may not actively, like, be doing stuff, like, physically, but, like, mental, emotional situations.
Yeah.
Literally place more you get what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
I hear you. No,
as in they're depleting.
It's a tired podcast. Listen, Listen, this week I think I started off I'm sure you know I started off this week on a low
and we didn't even get a chance to speak about that.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
Yeah.
I was like at my desk.
yeah,
crying, like, oh my gosh, why am I feeling like this?
Yeah.
But like, I'm in a much better headspace.
Okay.
I think I just need to like completely get out of it. I think that's why I'm also feeling super tired.
Yeah.
Because I'm like resting, but like my mind is not really resting. That's, it's still, you know,
that is
working,
exactly,
working overtime to like do this thing where it's like not kind to the body that it inhabits. So I'm in a much, as you can see, I'm in a much better headspace. And like, I think I've had like the right conversations, and I've prayed a lot. I think I've been talking to God a lot. If anything, this has driven me to like have more conversations with God, because I'm just like, I can't feel like this. This is not how I want to feel. And
you
want to
talk about what you actually felt, or not?
Well, I think because I'm still in that season,
right?
I think I will talk about it after, like, I have completely navigated it,
right?
You know,
yeah.
So that I am respectful to myself and my feelings, and
Yeah, no, totally get that. Yeah.
I am so tired.
No, but the thing is, like, and then there's work on top of that. And then, like, life is just, like,
it's
a lot. Yeah, it's a lot.
But I want one thing from life. Listen, if I go to bed before 11 p.m., can I wake up feeling refreshed?
Thank you.
Because I'm I went to bed at 10.
Yes.
Why am I waking up not feeling refreshed?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, make it make sense.
Yes.
That doesn't make sense to me at all. Because that's like 8 hours of sleep.
Yes.
Like, why am I not, why am I not refreshed?
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, like, roll with it. Roll with it. Yeah. What are you going to do this weekend?
This weekend, I think I'm going to rest. Oh, I have to go to a wedding.
Whose wedding is that?
I don't know their name. I'm going with my brother.
So
I forgot their name. I'm going with my brother.
There's a Pilates class thing tomorrow, because see, it's like World Pilates Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should come for that if you're
what
available.
Time is it?
So it's from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
9 to 10.
Shout out to Saima Hey. Yeah. But like, I feel like because this been a topic that I've like really wanted us to speak about, but, you know, we're done with the preamble and all of that. I wanted us to speak about money. Know, because hey guys, I'm in the trenches, you know. I stay within the trenches. I've been within the trenches. And
trench,
I'm just and I'm like, guys,
no,
money is a
level.
problem. You know, like, it is such a problem. And obviously it's not just, I feel like everybody's feeling it, you know, and I think it's an important thing to speak about, especially because it's an important thing to speak about, especially because it can really affect like your mental health, you know, like as we were speaking about it earlier, where it's like, when you don't have to worry about money, you know, like things are good, you know, and so like right now I'm feeling like, it's a major issue.
Let's go.
Brief intermission.
Interlude.
So I was talking about money, right? And I feel like I'm pretty sure everybody's feeling it, right? But it's one of those things where it's like, okay, cool. Now, how can we navigate these finances? And I'm sorry, but I refuse to say that I'm broke. Right? Like, this is what I've been getting into my head.
Yeah.
I think we've spoken about this.
Yeah, we did.
I'm not gonna say I'm broke. I'm gonna say I'm financially fluid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's really what it is, you know? And language about these things is so important.
You know why I'm laughing?
What?
Because when you say fluid, fluid is liquidity. And the liquidity is not liquiding.
It's crystallizing right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, the meaning
that's
is what? Yeah.
That's why I'm laughing. Yo, man, like, listen. Like, I mean, money has been, like, difficult before, was a difficult thing before devaluation. And post-devaluation, guys. What is 10,000? What is 20,000?
Guys,
what? Listen, what is 100,000? You have money. The moment you remove 500 from that money, but it's gone. You That's have it. Nothing. That's and it's so stressful because, listen, as at our ages, there's so much things happening in life.
Yeah.
You have your friends having kids. Yes. You have your friends getting married.
Yeah.
You have to be in weddings. Yes. You have to go to baby showers.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you don't have the money.
Yes.
You know? You don't have the money because the economy is not making sense.
It's not.
And for the most part, that can make you feel rather small.
Exactly.
And like, do for lack of better terms, not having money has made me feel inadequate.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, where I'm like, oh, I can't afford this.
Mm.
Or you see something and you're like, oh, like, why you would really, really like this, but like, I can't afford it. Like, girl, like, when I came to your sip and shop just to pop in, and I said, listen, I can't buy anything. Like, I can't afford to buy anything between now and until God opens the right doors.
Yes.
I can't afford to, you know, so, yo, man,
I really, really feel you on that. And, like, I know, like, you're talking about a couple things that are, like, you know, obviously important, like where you're at, right? And then some of us, where we're at, it's like, yo, this is a single income household, and I have a dependent. I have Micah, you know what I mean?
Sorry,
I've got Micah, and like, children, guys, they're so expensive.
They are.
You know what I mean? And just doing things by myself in this economy is just, it's crazy.
It is.
So I'm not even gonna lie, you know, like, one does, you know, have to battle, you know, and process and navigate resentment even more because it's like, doing this alone wasn't the plan.
No, it wasn't.
You know, and now it's like, okay, damn, you know, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm really struggling with managing things, and then, like, because of the struggle, then I try and establish several sources of income, right? Now, obviously, when you do too much, then it's like, you're not really doing anything well.
No, you're not.
You know, you're spreading yourself
Jack
too thin.
Jack of all trades, master of
none.
Yes,
yeah. Although the end of that is, but always, better
than something.
Than one, or something like that.
Always better than one.
Or
also,
then,
this shortened version is bastardized.
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, that's the full full thing.
I don't know why I was going on. Like, I knew what I was talking about. I had no idea that it continued.
Yes, it continues.
My brain was just reconciling that, okay, if it continues, then it's better than. But, like, I'd never heard it like that before.
Yeah. No, it continues. And, like, so, like, in this season, what I've been trying to do, right, is, okay, these are the sources of income that I can manage.
Yeah.
I wish I could do more because at the end of the day, I'm trying to, like, you know, provide for my son and I.
Yeah.
And I want him to have, like, a life that kind of has some semblance to what I had.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want him to feel like he's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like, it's a struggle life. So, like, it's pretty tricky. So, with those different sources of income, now in this season, I've been like, okay, where are my actual priorities, etc.? Because when I'm doing too much, it's then like, yo, what does she do? You know what I'm saying? And then it's just like, it's a deterrent, you know? Like,
yeah,
we
is.
Don't understand what's going on over there. So, the money-making moves have to, like, make sense, you know? And then trying to factor that in with the fact that one has a job, obviously a child, having to take one's mental health seriously, because if not, we can go downward real fast.
Very quickly.
Yeah. It, like, it's difficult. And what I was saying is, like, remember at the event, Grow to Flourish?
Yes.
What we spoke about, like, on financial wellness, like, financial wellness isn't about the amount of money you have.
No, but
it is about how, your relationship with money, you know?
And
I'm not gonna lie, I have not had a good relationship with money. Like, I'm an impulsive spender. And so in this season, I'm, like, really feeling it.
Yeah.
So I'm actually, like, actively taking action to improve this relationship that I have with money.
Yeah.
Like, listening to podcasts on, like, money management. And there's one I recently came across. It was so amazing. It is about identifying what your wealth identity is.
Mm.
Like, when you come from a place of, like, lack... Well, no, that's not explaining it right.
Mm-hmm.
The mindset, mm-hmm. yeah, is important.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you position yourself, like, money is, like, nowhere to be found.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I can't really explain
money,
it.
Money, she's where.
Yeah, money, she's where, right? Like, you need to come from a place where you're like, okay, this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I do.
Yeah.
This is the value that I place on this.
Mm.
And just project yourself in that way, right?
Yeah.
And you obviously do the standard and basic money principle situations. And then you can start to attract, like, that sort of intentionality with one's mindset is where it needs to start from.
Yeah.
When we're speaking about financial wellness. But obviously, you know, like, when you're trying to think about electricity and water, you know, like,
the basics,
thinking that far really takes some time.
Yes, it
does. I know it's like a thing where people may think that, I hope this doesn't sound weird.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Say what you gotta say. Speak with,
you know,
your chest.
Like, yeah. You know, people may think, oh, you must have money.
Mm.
And it's like...
No, I
actually
don't.
You know,
yeah.
Like, so that is something that makes me feel inadequate, but it's something that I'm working on as well.
Yeah.
That's why I choose...
Mm-hmm. No, go on.
That...
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's why I choose to... literally frame it as financially fluid. Because because yes, those sources of income, those multiple ones, they are there, right? They're happening.
Mm.
But for the money to be flowing in, right? Because we're all struggling.
Yes.
So it's one of those things
really
where it's like, okay, I'm waiting for that, you know, I'm kind of frustrated, but at the same time, others are waiting for that from me.
Mm.
You know, they're waiting over here.
Yeah.
So it's like this whole situation and cycle that is like crazy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
Mm.
Listen, I really wish, you know, what's playing in my mind right now is the song by Dreamo, Trailer.
Mm.
Where he's basically saying, I wish we knew, like, ways in which how we could make money and not try and then fail. Like, just give us the solution, you know, that will help us, you know, make money. Tell us what to do. At the same time, I'm thinking also gratitude for, like, the little that we're able to, like, you know, amass.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I was actually saying to someone the other day that, like, listen, I worked before and, like, I was on a working woman's salary, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm an intern and interns get an allowance, you know? But I am blessed because I don't have to pay for transport to go to work.
Uh-huh.
I don't have to pay for food, you know? I don't have to pay for housing. Yes. I don't have to pay for bills.
Yeah.
And the point I'm trying to drive at is... Yeah. I'm grateful, Lord. I hope you hear me and know that your girl is grateful.
Mm.
But the point I'm trying to drive is, and I am feeling inadequate. I am feeling like my life is not starting because I can't say I'm going to move out, you know, because what am I going to pay rent with, you know?
Yep.
I can't say I'm going to, you know, I can't acquire assets, you know, on my allowance at the moment. And I'm thinking, I have my rent and the basics covered for me, and I'm feeling like this, and I'm trying to imagine what it's like for you. You have to cover the basics, and you have a dependent on top of that, because me, I'm my own person. Like, no one's depending on me to say, oh, I'm waiting for her to, you know, like, if I have to share somebody something, it's because out of the, like, maybe I want to share them, but it's not like I'm obligated, like, you're obligated to, like, take care of Micah.
Yeah.
So it's, guys, money is, I can't. I feel like we're not even expressing how we were feeling when we discussed that we'd have a conversation about money.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not making sense.
No,
I'm not saying
are.
The things that I wanted to say. Regarding money,
right.
And especially regarding how money would, like, factor into your mental health,
yeah,
because I know also, like, the report from like Malawi police on account of the high levels of suicide amongst the men in our country, the majority of them were either financial issues or relationship issues. So you can imagine that that plays like a really, really, really significant role in how your brain relates, your brain mind relates to, you know, to like money. You know, if you don't have it, that's hard.
It's so
if you
hard.
Have too much of it, that's hard as well. So I think what we also don't have as I think as a society, as a people in Malawi, I don't know, it could be global, is that we've been raised to believe that money is everything. I'm not gonna lie, it pays for a lot of things. Need it, want it, demand it. Right? But if you have a relationship whereby you let money, the amount of money you have, define who you are, then you're going to go downhill very, very quickly. You know, because if you're standing with people, say they have money and you're in the same place, and those people make you feel small and don't inspire you, as in make you feel small like internally, not like they, if they're blatantly making you feel small, then that's a whole other, you know, conversation. But like internally, if you're feeling small just by being around those people, then what needs to happen is individually you need to start reframing your relationship with money.
Absolutely.
You know, and someone spoke to me about time, you know, time and seasons. Like sometimes you just have to be patient. You get what I mean?
Exactly.
Because we live in a generation where the microwave generation, in essence, it's like the microwave generation, we want things now.
Yeah,
I want money today.
Today.
Like, do you work for it? No, but I want it now.
Exactly.
Okay, interlude. Sorry. As I was saying, when you don't have a good relationship with money, or how your mind views money, if your identity is rooted in money, it's how like you find people say things like, oh, they didn't have money, and they never used to do this. Now that they have money, they do this. It's like you're redefining yourself around money, and you're not grounded in who you are as a person outside of, you know, say money. And for me, what I've, I think my biggest struggle, the struggle I've noticed the most with myself is like not when I can't afford something for myself, but when I can't afford something for someone else, it makes me feel very insecure. Like, why can't I help them with that? Like, and like this thing comes up like at the it kind of like brings up like an insecurity, like, oh, at my age, I should be able to afford this, you know, because I know people my age who are able to afford that, you know, and it tends to make me feel small. And like what I'm working on right now is to redefine myself and identify with myself outside of what I can afford and what I cannot afford. And like, you know, like you can never, there's never going to be enough money for anyone in this life, you know? You've got billions, you want more, you know? You've got billions, you want trillions. I don't know a single trillionaire. I'm sure they exist. No, I don't think so. Governments, even governments don't have trillions, you know? You have, you still want, you know, you still want to make more. Like, I want to be able, like I've always said my goal in life is not to be filthy rich, you know, where I'm like, oh, I have too much money, I don't know what to do with it.
That's
but I
mine.
Want to be comfortable. Sorry?
Yeah, I said that's mine.
Oh,
the filthy rich is mine.
I hear it. I want to be comfortable. Comfortable in the sense that comfortable plus in the sense that, oh, do I want to travel here? I can afford to get a ticket, you know, to go there. Oh, I want to eat this, I can afford to do that. Oh, I'm feeling unwell, I can afford to go to the best hospitals. I can afford to send my kids to the best schools. You get what I mean? And when I think about the comfortable life that I want to live, and when I think about how old am I now, where am I? Regarding that goal, regarding that comfortability that I want, gives me sleepless nights because I'm like, the money needs to start coming in now. You know, if comfortability is to go by, it needs to start happening now. And then you sit and you think of business ideas, and sometimes the business ideas are not ideal. ideering, rather. Uh-huh. They're not working, you know?
Yeah.
And now you're like, is that meant to be poor? Yes. You know, you start to think about things like that. But I refuse. There's no scenario in my life where I am poor.
No, God wants us to be rich. There's even a book on that. Like, God wants you to be rich.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, the money is not money.
Yes.
And the money needs to money.
Yeah.
Because if you have one less thing to worry about,
exactly,
you can focus on other things.
Amen.
Because even holistic wellness, holistic health, requires money.
Exactly.
To go to the gym, you require money.
Exactly.
If you can't go to the gym and you're like, oh, I can't afford that, I can work out at home. Did you eat enough to have energy to exercise? You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. No, like, you're not even lying. And, like, you have preached. Like, this may sound really, really wrong, but, like, those, when you speak about one of the major issues surrounding suicide is financial, right? I totally get it.
Yeah. No.
I'm not even going to lie. And this may sound extreme, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I had maybe not been doing years of therapy and years of, like, mental health, you know, growth and all of that, I'm not gonna lie to you, in this season it would have been a different story. It would have been overwhelming. And the thing is, it's so crazy. Like, I keep saying, I know this shouldn't be the thing, right? But this speaks directly to the issues that we face, right? Surrounding money and money insecurity. But, like, just like, there's so much going on here and I'm literally struggling. I want to do this, I want to do that. Now, obviously, because I do so much, right?
Yeah,
that's why I keep saying financial fluidity, right? Because it's like, there's a lot of things happening. It's like, it's in this way, out that way, one day, like, very, very quickly, right? And I'm not finding the time to actually sit down and put it all down.
Yes.
Last year, after I was hospitalized with burnout, I gave a talk on this platform, the suicide prevention one, suicide prevention and mental health. And it was basically about holistic practices, holistic wellness practices, and what self-care is. And I was, like, breaking down how each of the dimensions that makes up holistic wellness, right, has an element of self-care that can be done, or even several. And I, in the financial dimension, I spoke about, like, self-care in that one, being, like, just being able to sit down and put it all, like, to see what's happening with your money and not run away from it. Because I am guilty of literally not even tracking my account. As in, you know, I'm not seeing what's going in, what's going out sometimes. And it is... it's come to a stage where it's actually now, like, literally detrimental to my mental health. So, like, I've had to and will have to sit down, put it all down, right? Put down, okay, these are the streams of income that we have, that we're working with.
Yeah.
The things that I have to deal with, like, in terms of money, etc. Like, I've gotten to a stage now where I'm just like, you know what? I'm not going to hide how I am feeling. Do you get what I'm saying? Because, like we always say, when you're hiding some of these things, that secrecy and shame and all of that create a really, really toxic environment within yourself.
True.
So I'm, like, open, you know, like, about my financial situation now. Cool. Yeah, so on that platform, right, I spoke about sorting out your finances and really giving them time and giving them energy as an act of self-care. Reason being, it may be uncomfortable, right? Like, knowing that, yo, is this what it's actually looking like? It may be uncomfortable, but ultimately, long-term, it's what needs to happen if you're going to address, you know, a healthy financial wellness dimension, basically. So that's currently what I'm in the process of doing, and so because of this now I'm like, okay, I'm also bringing in the scope of work to make sense and to truly reflect what I believe should be my wealth identity. Like, I'm no longer going to do these things for free, for example.
Yes.
Or I'm no longer going to, like, undercharge, for example, mm-hmm. because I think for
and
a long
time...
And
give people free dresses.
Yeah. Wow. Go sit down. Because...
You're not going to give people free dresses.
Yeah, I'm not... not doing the free dresses no more, not undervaluing myself, mm-hmm. etc. I think for a long time, because of this issue with imposter syndrome, like, yeah. not feeling like
you belong
in these spaces, yeah. and all of that, like, I would undersell myself and undervalue myself,
mm-hmm.
and now it's like, wait a minute, I feel like I'm starting to believe in myself a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
as such, like, this is how much it, you know, this is what I come with, you
yes.
know, this is how much I value myself, mm-hmm. basically, and I'm not negotiating on that,
yeah.
you know, because it has taken a while,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm going to honor that. I'm going to honor the journey, honor who I am now. I'm not about, like, this little small things. I'm worth more.
Exactly.
You know, so learning that and, like, being able to step into that kind of mm-hmm. wealth identity mm-hmm. is something that I'm, like, fully working on. But it's not like I feel that confident about
yeah.
it, right? It's something that I know I have to...
You're constantly working on.
Yes,
and you have
on.
To be intentional
yes,
about it. I
exactly.
think, yeah. I think
yeah.
also you have to be... Yeah, to... You were the one speaking.
mm.
Yeah, just basically, you know, when you find your worth
mm.
and you are able to be intentional about
yes.
navigating that journey, it's going to be a difficult journey because,
yeah.
you know, like you said, you have to face the fact that, okay, it's not there. I have to make it happen.
Yeah.
I have to make the money happen.
Yeah.
I have to realign who I am.
Yes.
And, like... financially, you
mm.
know, I have to realign my thoughts and reframe
mm-hmm.
my mind around mm-hmm. what making money looks like for me. Do I have multiple
mm-hmm.
streams of income and how am I cultivating them?
Yeah.
Am I charging people enough for my work?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and seeing just the value in everything.
Yeah.
I think we have to rush this one and sign out.
Yeah, but
because,
I do want to like mm-hmm. end on one thing though.
Mm.
Like I know for a fact that let's say somebody was to look at like my social media,
mm-hmm.
you would probably be like, yo, this chick is like everywhere, bruh. Like,
yeah.
what's really going on? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, that has been what it is, because I'm just like, by any means necessary, I gotta make some money because I do this alone.
Yes.
You know, I do this thing alone. I don't get financial support
mm.
from as in
yeah.
It's a single income
yeah,
house
household.
If you get what
yeah.
I mean. So I gotta like manage like resentment, like I said,
mm.
because it does feel a bit like an injustice sometimes,
yeah.
but hey, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it went from looking as if I'm running all over the place
mm-hmm.
because that's what I've been trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So then what it has now changed or evolved into
mm-hmm.
is I'm not going to just be running around the place like by any means necessary. It
mm-hmm.
got to make sense.
Yeah.
You know, it has to make sense. And in order for something to be sustainable, I'm not just trying to make money. I'm trying
mm-hmm.
to build wealth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Baba. I can see you. A bus, eh? Yeah.
I didn't pause that.
Uh-huh, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this just shows like commitment to what we're doing because
mm.
little Micah's over here. But
yeah,
I wanted to say that because, you know, it's now reframing and
mm.
I think
yeah.
I'm sharing this because I feel like we
mm.
all need it.
Yeah,
you know?
No, most definitely.
Yeah.
I feel like we haven't really done this conversation as much justice
yeah.
as we needed to do it.
Mm.
I'm thinking maybe we can do a part two of this conversation.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. From the Little Mental Health Project.
Bye-bye.
Bye.